Welcome to this demonstration of using VoiceOver in Mountain Lion. In this demonstration, I'll be going through most of the main feature changes in VoiceOver itself. I certainly won't get all of them, but enough to give you some idea of what actually has changed in VoiceOver in Mountain Lion. So before I get into that, let me just say that my MacBook Pro is turned on, VoiceOver is running. And as usual, let me start from a known spot on my Mac by going to the desktop with Shift VOD. Of course, the VO keys being the control and option keys held down together. So I'll do that now. Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D.
Desktop, Dropbox, selected alias.
Now in Mountain Lion, you'll now have a new accessibility dialog that you can quickly turn accessibility features on and off. And to get access to that, the command is Option Command F5. So Option Command plus Function Key 5. Now if I do that now.
Application, Accessibility Options window, Accessibility Options.
Now for the moment, I'm just going to tab through these different options. So I press the Tab key.
Enable Zoom using keyboard shortcuts, unchecked checkbox. Enable Zoom using scroll gestures, unchecked checkbox.
And of course, for any of these checkboxes, you can press the space bar to check it or uncheck them.
Enable VoiceOver, checked checkbox. Enable sticky keys, unchecked checkbox. Enable slow keys, unchecked check. Enable mouse keys, unchecked checkbox. Invert display colors, unchecked checkbox. 20% contrast slider.
That's a slider for contrast, up and down arrow.
Preferences button.
That's the preferences that will take you to the new accessibility panel in System Preferences.
Done button.
And we're back to the done button. The option command F5 will also work independently with speech without VoiceOver running. However, when you go into System Preferences, the preference control, of course, you'll need to run VoiceOver with command F5 or turn VoiceOver on before in the accessibility options panel. Okay, I'm going to just press Escape to come out of there.
Finder, Desktop, Dropbox, selected alias.
Now the status menu has now changed to the extras menu. So if I do VOM, M for Mary, to get to the main Apple menu. So VOM or Control Option M.
Menu bar Apple.
Okay, and I press it again, VOM or Control Option M.
Menu extras. Dropbox 1.4.7. All files up to date. Menu extra.
And you can notice now that you can actually access your Dropbox menu on your now called extras menu now, which is very nice. So VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Displays menu, menu extra.
That's the displays menu because I've actually got my Apple TV on my home network, so I can AirPlay my Mac, including VoiceOver, over to my Apple TV straight TV set. VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Accessibility menu extra.
Okay, I've turned that on in the accessibility panel now.
Time machine menu extra.
Okay, and etc. Okay, so if I keep going, I want to show you one thing that it's now in this extras menu. So VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, system sound, battery, Wednesday 10, Apple, U, Spotlight menu, menu extra.
Okay, there's the Spotlight menu now. It's actually in the extras menu. I can't do a third VOM or Control Option M for the Spotlight menu anymore. Now the other thing that has changed in this extras menu now is before when you wanted to pull down a menu, you could just do VO down arrow or Control Option down arrow like this.
Spotlight menu, menu extra.
Okay, which no longer actually works. So to pull down or activate a menu now, you'll have to press VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar. So for example, I want to pull down the Spotlight menu that I'm currently on. VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar.
Spotlight search text field.
Okay, now I can actually use Spotlight. So I'm just going to press the Escape key.
Dropbox selected alias.
And I'm back to my desktop. Now that VO down arrow though still works in your normal Apple menu. So I'll just do that quickly. I'm going to do VOM or Control Option M.
Menu bar Apple.
Okay, there's our main Apple menu. VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Finder. File.
File, etc. Now I can just do VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow.
File menu 23 items. New Finder window. New folder. Command Shift N.
Okay, so that still works. So it's only in your extras menu that you're going to have to use that VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar option. Okay, press Escape.
Closing menu. Dropbox. Selected alias.
You can now resort headings in tables such as in Mail or in iTunes, for example. So I'll just show you an example in Mail. Okay, so I'm going to bring up Mail I've actually got it running in the background, so I'm actually just going to press Command Tab to get to it.
Mail, 16 new item. Okay. Mail, inbox, Gmail, 184 messages.
Okay, now I might want to resort the columns in the tables. So for example, to get to the Headings menu to resort the Buddy column, I'm going to press Shift VO and then the backslash key.
Subject, sort button in headers.
Okay, and I'm going to do VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
From sort button, Buddy sort button, status sort button.
Okay, so there's the status menu, and I want to put it after the Buddy column. So I'm going to do VO comma or Control Option comma.
Status marked for drag and drop.
Okay, and I'm going to do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Buddy sort button.
Okay, and now I'm going to do Shift VO full stop.
Dragging status. Status inserted after Buddy.
Okay, status inserted after Buddy. So now to check it, if I do VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
From sort button.
It's my from field. Keep going back to the left with VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Status sort button.
Status.
Buddy sort button.
And there's Buddy. Okay, so I've resorted that column by using that command. If I want to get back to my normal table, I do just VO shift backslash again.
Out of headers, David Woodbridge, you have a new follower on Twitter.
Okay, and I'm back to the table. Okay, so that's basically how to resort headers, in this case using the mail table, but you can also do it in iTunes. Okay, I'm just going to jump back to my desktop for the moment with Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D.
Desktop, Dropbox, selected alias.
You can now press and hold buttons using VoiceOver. So a good example of that would be using either the previous or next buttons in iTunes if you want to fast forward or rewind a song playing. Okay, I'll just show you how to do that now. So I'm going to do Command Tab again to switch around to iTunes.
Mail, Amadeus Pro, iTunes. iTunes, iTunes, window, play button.
On the play button. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to press VO spacebar on the play button. I'm then going to do VO right arrow, Control Option right to get to the next button. And then to fast forward while the song's playing, I'm going to hold down VO Control Option and hold the spacebar down when I want to actually stop fast forwarding and just resume normal playing. I'll just take my fingers off the Control Option and spacebar keys. Okay, so I'll do that now. VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Press play.
Okay,
button.
Going to the right with VO right arrow.
Next button.
VO spacebar and holding. Okay, it's fast forwarding, and then I'll take it off, and we're back to normal play. Okay, so VO left arrow.
Pause button. Press pause button.
And we can do it same with the rewind. So I'm going to do VO spacebar.
Press play button.
VO left arrow.
Previous button.
VO space and hold. Okay, up. And we're back to normal play. So VO right arrow.
Pause button.
VO spacebar.
Now. Press pause button.
Okay, so that's a really nifty feature now that you can fast forward and rewind to use holding buttons with VoiceOver now. Okay, so I'm going to jump back to my desktop again with Shift VOD.
Desktop, Dropbox, selected alias.
A very nice feature now is the ability to select text on the web with VoiceOver. And you can do this in a number of ways with just your normal keys, or with Quick Nav, or with your gestures on your trackpad. I'm just going to show you how to do it with the keyboard, and I'll leave you to explore the Quick Nav and the gestures way to do it. Okay, so I'm going to Command Tab around to Safari.
iTunes, Mail, 17 new items, Amadeus Pro, Text Edit, Safari, Safari.
Safari, and I'm just going to jump to the top of the window with Shift VO, and then Function Left Arrow, because the Function key turns my left arrow into my home button. So that's Shift VO or Control and Option, Function, left arrow.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Okay, so I've got the Vision Australia website open, and I'm actually on the page that's for our technology expo, Texpo. That's coming up in late August, early September this year, 2012. Now, let's say I want to copy some information about the Texpo, where it's going to be held in Melbourne, Sydney, or Brisbane. So I'm just going to do VO Command H for header.
Heading level 2, site navigation. Heading level 2, section navigation. Heading level 1, Vision Australia Texpo 2012. Heading level 4, Melbourne, Vision Australia 454.
Okay, now I just want to copy the information about Melbourne, Sydney, and Brisbane. So I'm just going to do shift and down arrow, which is your normal highlight command.
Melbourne, vision, Australia, heading left, Friday the Saturday, heading level 4, Sydney, vision, heading level 4, Enfield, Friday the 30th, Saturday the heading level 4, Brisbane, heading level 4, Cleveland, Friday the 7th, Saturday the 8th. As usual, there is something for everybody.
Okay, I don't want to get that bit, so I'm going to do VR up arrow.
As usual, there is something for everybody. Unhighlighted.
So our normal VOF6 or Control Option Function Key 6 will tell us what's been highlighted. So we're going to do VOF6 now.
Heading level 4 Melbourne, vision Australia, 454, heading level 4 Glenferry, heading level 4 Road, heading level 4 Kooyang, heading level 4.
Okay, and the way we've done our website, it's got heading level 4s to make it nice and bold. So I'm just going to assume that's all copied in rather than listening to heading level 4 all the time. So I'm going to do Command C to copy the clipboard.
Copy.
I'm going to do Command Tab around to my text edit.
Finder, iTunes, Mail, Amadeus, Text Edit.
Okay, and then text, go to edit. Text Edit.
Untitled.rtf window, empty edit text word.
Okay, and I'm going to paste what I've just copied in from the website with just Command V to paste.
New line.
Okay, and I'm going to the top of the window with Shift VO, function left arrow.
Melbourne.
Okay, and let's read it now that we've just copied it from the website. So VOA or Control Option A.
Melbourne, vision Australia, 454, misspelled, Glenferry Road, misspelled, Hooyang. Friday the 24th of August, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday the 25th of August, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sydney, vision Australia, 4 Mitchell Street, Enfield. Friday the 31st of August, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday the 1st of September, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Brisbane, vision Australia, 373 Old Cleveland Road, misspelled, Kooroopru. Friday the 7th of September, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday the 8th of September, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay, so that's copying that absolutely beautifully. And it didn't get the bit that I did a shift up arrow for to say that I didn't want to copy that part. So that's good. So let's go back to the desktop with shift VOD again.
Desktop, Dropbox, selected alias.
Now, VoiceOver now supports fast-forwarding and rewinding in Say All now, and you'll have to set those keys up for keyboard commander gestures or for quick nav. They're not actually active by default. And basically, it allows you to, when you're doing a Say All with VOA or Control Option A, you can rewind and fast-forward as it implies, backwards and forwards for the text. Now, myself currently, I haven't been able to get those commands to run. For example, when I've assigned it to command one finger flick to the right for fast forward, command one finger flick left to rewind, it's actually stopped the say all process. So in this demonstration, I'm actually not going to bother actually demonstrating it because at the moment, as far as I can tell, it's not working effectively. So if you'd like to let me know if that's working, feel free to tweet me at D Woodbridge. It's at symbol DWWODBRIDGE on Twitter. VoiceOver now supports a number of additional braille devices, and for more information on that, I would advise people to go to www.apple.com/accessibility, or you can email the folks at accessibility@apple.com to see if your new braille display is supported via Mountain Lion and VoiceOver. There is a new drag and drop menu option with VoiceOver now, and I'll just show you how that works. So I'm currently sitting at my desktop. I'm actually going to go to my Downloads folder with Option Command L.
Downloads, now in Downloads window, 12 Readtier Pro 2.0.5437c.dmg.
Okay, now normally just the normal drag command is VO comma to mark something for drag, or Control Option comma. But if I hold those keys down now, so VO command and keep holding it down.
12 reach here, drag and drop modifiers menu, 3 items.
Okay, I've now got a drag and drop modifiers menu, so I'll do VO down, Control Option down arrow.
Control.
Option.
Command.
And command. And each one of those options, when you press them, will give you a different function for moving, copying, duplicating, etc., the item that you're about to drag. So for example, if I choose option, okay, I'll do VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
12 reach here, Pro 2.0.5437c.dmg, marked for drag and drop.
Okay, and I move to where I want to drag and drop that particular file. So I'm going to go to my home folder with Shift Command H.
Home, now in Apple, window, list view, table, Dropbox folder.
Okay, I'm going to interact with my table. Shift VO Deno, Shift Control Option Deno.
Interact with list view table, row 4 of 41, selected. Name, Dropbox folder, column 1, row 4.
Okay, and I'm going to drop it in my Dropbox folder. So I'm just going to do VO and then period or full stop.
Dragging 12 read here pro 2.0.5437c.dmg. One row added. Row 4 expanded. One Notastic full day workshop Dropbox folder expanded.
Okay, 33 so items enclosed. Dropbox folder. Level 0. Okay, down there.
One Notastic third party 12 read here pro 2.0.5437c.dmg disk image.
Okay, so I basically copied it or duplicated it from my downloads folder. Okay, so let me just close all these Finder windows for the moment with Option Command W.
Close all now in desktop. Dropbox. Selected alias.
You can also drag and drop multiple items to a particular hotspot. And in this particular demonstration, I won't actually go through how to do that. But it definitely is possible. And as with all these features, you'll find them in the new Mountain Lion manual for VoiceOver, which will actually go through all these different features. We now have menus now for resizing, etc., windows and objects. So for example, if I command tab around to mail.
Text edit, Safari, iTunes, mail, 70, mail.
And I do VO shift tilde.
Window resize options menu, 3 items.
Okay, we've got 3 items in the window size menu. So VO down, drop narrow.
Resize menu.
Resize menu.
Resize and move to grid menu.
Resize and move to grid.
Resize and move to section menu.
Resize and move to section. Okay, so for example, under section, VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Resize and move to section menu, 5 items.
VO down, control option down.
Resize and move to left half section. Resize and move to right half section. Resize and move to top half section.
Okay, and of course, if I wanted to access any one of those to position the window on the screen, I would do VO spacebar, control
two
option spacebar.
Added.
I'm just going to press escape for the moment.
David Woodbridge, you have a new follower on Twitter.
The other thing I can do is find out where my window particularly is on the screen. So if I do VO command F2.
From top left to middle center of screen. Left half of screen. 4 inches wide, 2 inches tall.
Okay, so that gives me information about the position and size of my current mail window on the screen. Let me just jump back to the desktop again with Shift VOD.
Desktop, Dropbox. Selected alias.
Now the last option in this quick whip through of some new features in VoiceOver is of course the ability to be able to redirect your sound for VoiceOver to another headset or external device via VoiceOver utility. So I'll just show you how to do that now. So I'm going to do VOF8 for VoiceOver utility.
Open VoiceOver utility. VoiceOver utility window.
I'm going to do SO for sound.
Sound.
And then VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Mute sound, enable positional audio, output device.
Okay, output device is the one we want. Now I'm actually going to turn my Jambox on, as my external speaker in this case. Do that now. Okay, now I can do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
USB audio codec, output device, pop-up
okay,
button.
Okay, so VoiceOver is currently working from my USB codec device, which is actually my headset on the mixer. So VO spacebar, control option, spacebar.
Menu 5 items checkmark, USB audio codec.
Okay, now VO up arrow, control option, up arrow.
Built-in output, Jambox by Jawbone Stereo.
Okay, that's the one, Jambox Stereo. So yeah. VO spacebar, control option, spacebar to select it.
Interact with dialogue for window, voiceover utility.
Okay, confirm and that's VoiceOver, sounds beautiful, coming through my Jambox speaker.
Revert,
so VO right arrow.
Click confirm to will automatically revert default button confirm button.
Okay, VO spacebar control spacebar on confirm.
Closing dialogue.
So now I've got VoiceOver coming through my Jambox, which is actually very nice. If I want to put it back to the headset again, let's just double check that we're still on the right control. So VO F3 or control option F3.
Jambox by Jawbone Stereo output device. Pop-up button is yep. In the VoiceOver cursor.
Almost want to leave it there, it sounds so good. But anyway, we'll change it back to the headset. So VO spacebar, control option, spacebar.
Menu 5 items checkmark, Jambox by Jawbone Stereo.
Okay, and VO down arrow, control option down arrow.
Built-in output, USB audio codec.
That's the one we want, so VO spacebar, control option, spacebar.
Interact with dialogue.
Inspect my headset.
Window.
So
voiceover utility. Confirm. Revert. Confirm button.
VA spacebar control and spacebar. Now that previous one, so VA left arrow, control option, left arrow quickly.
Revert. Default button.
That's the revert button, so I can go back to a previous audio one. Let me just do VA right arrow, control option, right arrow now before it times out.
Confirm button.
VA spacebar, control and spacebar.
Closing dialogue.
But what's really nice about that dialogue that comes up and says, are you sure you want to do it? If it can't connect to the audio device that you're actually sending it out to, or you don't do anything, it'll revert back to your current audio setting. Because sometimes I've been caught where I've sent it up to some audio device that either doesn't exist or for some odd reason it's not speaking to me. And the only way I've been able to get voiceover back with speech is to use a braille display or to ask somebody with vision. So the fact that it will time out if you don't choose any changes is a very nice feature and saves me from getting stuck every now and again. Okay, so just let me just close down voiceover utility with command Q.
Finder, desktop, Dropbox, selected alias.
And we're back to my desktop. So that concludes this demonstration of some of the major changes to do with voiceover in Mountain Lion. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this demonstration. Thanks for listening and bye for now.